As the word was coming to a close tonight, meditating on it, and I thought of the scripture in Revelation 6 about the fifth seal, and I'll just read a couple of verses of it. And it says that when he had opened the fifth seal, which is really, it's the golden altar of incense here, which is the offering up of the soul. It says, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on earth?
Oh, yes.
And it says that white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet a little, for a little while, for a season, until their fellow brethren also, their fellow servants, and also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. You know, every generation, there is a laying down of the people of God because of their testimony. And, you know, I really sense tonight that I think it's really befitting we would have some sort of a response, an altar call, whatever it be. I mean, not only for the message tonight, but what God has been speaking from the very start of the conference. I believe God has been pricking at our hearts. I know he's been pricking at my heart, you know, because what brought us to this point, we need even more grace for what lies ahead. Can we say amen to that?
Amen.
And, you know, whether you're young or old, doesn't matter. You know, I know for myself, I want to finish well. I think as Brother Burt was saying tonight, I want to be part of that hundredfold. I don't want to be just satisfied with 30 or 60, because I said Jesus, I want to give my all. And I probably have said it hundreds of times in 36 years, maybe thousands of times. But, you know, we could easily let things slip if we're not careful. So, I don't know, if you're feeling something that you want to speak to God, a greater commitment, whatever it is, I don't know, you know. You know what the Spirit of God is speaking into your hearts, you know, tonight, this afternoon, this morning, whatever it was, yesterday. You know, God comes and he knocks and he continues to knock, little things, you know. I found myself repenting over something that, you know, other people probably don't have a difficulty in, but I do. But I was saying, God, I don't want this. I don't want people to know me this way. I don't want to be known, you know, in a natural character. I want people to know me as the nature of Christ. But I know that something's got to be removed of me that still is not of God in order for that to take place. You know, I'm not what I was back before I was saved, but I'm still not totally here, but I want to be here.
Amen.
So I want to ask God to touch me tonight. And if you feel the same and you want to, I think, even step forward, I mean, we could make plenty of room up here, that whatever it is, you know, there's something about an altar call that goes beyond just sitting in your seat. And, you know, it takes a determined effort to say, yes, God, I will stand before you and I will ask you to touch me tonight. Because I don't want to go out of this place. I don't want to go out of this door and continue to falter in certain areas of my life. I don't want the devil to have a rule over me. Whatever it is. The one thing I know about an altar call, when we come up, and I know from my own personal experience, when I mean it with all my heart and I come, God, it's not only me coming, but God is doing something for me. He's breaking the yoke, you know, that as we commit That God begins to speak. God begins to move. So, praise the Lord. Anybody want to join me up here to ask God to touch us and to, if you need to make a greater commitment, whatever it is, you know, God is here tonight. And I think we should take the opportunity to seek Him and to ask Him to do what we want Him to do. Amen? Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know, we have a song to sing as we begin to come forward? Huh? You 100%? Praise the Lord. Well, amen. Praise the Lord. I think there's many that do. So feel free, where there's plenty of space,
amen.
We can move forward and ask the Lord just to touch us. And hallelujah. You know, a commitment. You know, there might be greater commitments as husband and wives, greater commitments in your personal walk with God. You know, I was talking with a young person today, and there are dark things that come to our minds. It's spirits. And they want to rule over us. And this is the place where they're broken.
Amen.
This is the house of God. This is where the word of God comes, where repentance comes. Because with repentance comes deliverance. And see, the Spirit of God is here. He knows each one of us. He knows our inside. He knows our outside. He knows our rising up in the morning. He knows our feelings. He knows our emotions. He knows our every need. And He's here to touch us. Each and every one of us. So as we come forward, you know, just let you know, the Lord will just lead us by His Spirit. And I believe as you put these things before the altar, whatever it is, know that God is here. And He's not only seeing Him, but He's going to answer your prayer, your repentance.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we come to you tonight through the shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we know that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And Lord, we want to repent tonight.
Amen.
We want to repent of our humanity. We want to repent of all of our carnality and weaknesses. We want to acknowledge that, Lord, our due diligence is not 100%, but we want to be 100%, Lord. That's why we're coming forward, Lord. We want to acknowledge our shortcomings. We want to acknowledge our transgressions. And we're wanting to ask you to forgive our sins tonight, Lord. You said, Lord, that if we confess our sins, you're just and able to forgive our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. God, whatever it is, anything outside of you, it's unrighteousness, God. So, Lord, tonight we bring our souls before you. We bring our thoughts. We bring our emotions, our desires, our will. We want to lay them on the altar. Because your word teaches us that we're to seek the kingdom of God and your righteousness. And you said all these things shall be added unto us. God,
Amen.
You said if we give you our all, you'll take care of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You love us, Lord. Lord, even as the song, the love of God, how you redeemed us from among men. God, you saved us. You called us while we were yet unlovable, while we did not know nothing of you. And yet you poured out your life to save us, to redeem us. God, we want to thank you for the day of our salvation.
Hallelujah.
We want to thank you, God, that you called us, Lord, not only to bring salvation, but to bring us in that we might be a totality of what you are. Oh, the love of you, Lord, that you would make us to be like you. And so, Lord, we're not there yet. But Lord, even as this weekend and as the word was coming forth, you're placing a desire in our heart to come up higher. Lord, to walk closer. Lord, to lay aside all these natural things. Lord, and put you first. That, Lord, that you might order our steps. That not we in our own strength, but you through us, God. That your spirit can flow and change us and change others. Oh God, God, you want us to be life givers. But God, if things are sucking things out of our lives, how can we give life? God, we lay them down. We ask, oh God, that you cleanse us. Cleanse our motives. Lord, cleanse our thoughts. Cleanse our attitudes.
Amen.
Lord, God, our makeup. God, you have to do something even in the midst of each one of us, of even family sins, Lord. Generations that want to implant its right over us to say you will never be changed. We don't believe that, oh God. We reject it tonight. We reject, Lord, a God that would say you're like your family or your parents and the sins of your family and you won't be changed. We reject it.
Amen.
Father, you said you have translated us from the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of your dear Son. So, Father, tonight we acknowledge, we thank you that you have translated us. And, Lord, that you are translating us, that you are changing us, that you are doing that work even now, even as we're before you, even as we are repenting, God, of our actions, of our transgressions, of our shortcomings. Hallelujah. Or our lack of love. Hallelujah. God, when we talk of the love of God, we need so much. I know I need much more of the love of God within me. Hallelujah. And I open my heart to you tonight, Lord God. I open my heart, Lord, that which, God, you invited, you came into me so many years ago that I could see the fulfillment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That I could see the end of the race, knowing, God, that the end is to be like you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God, I sense it here tonight. There is this desire right here in our midst. There is the desire to be in the totality of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Each one of us as individuals that are opening our hearts, God. I see also, Lord, that you're not only hearing it, that you're doing it. You're cleansing right now. The blood is cleansing us. Hallelujah. Just receive it, brethren. You just whatever it is, you have it. Reject whatever it is that binds you or hinders you. And call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's you also speaking, you know, the Holy Ghost is moving here in our midst. And whatever it is that is working in your hearts and your minds, sometimes there may be aught or separation. Pray for that to be broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, there is no separation in God. Hallelujah. Because God loves us. He loves one another. Father, I even pray tonight for husband and wife relationships. That we could have a good relationship, but there can be better relationships. And if there's better relationships there, they can be best relationships. God, we are asking, God, after the sense that each one of us, we need to come up higher, husband and wives. Hallelujah. Break through the barrier of the lies of the world. Break through the barriers of the thoughts that come to separate us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you can pour into each one of us. As husbands and wives, the love, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, and as the church would submit themselves to Christ, this mystery of love, will bring us up higher. So God, bless us tonight. Bless our marriages tonight. Bless our homes. Yep. God, our homes and our children. Lord, that our homes are a dwelling place for the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're asking tonight for many things, God, but I think we can ask for whatever we need tonight. Because the presence of God is here. He wants to touch us. Some of us here in this room, maybe some of you young people are being smitten by the enemy. You feel so separated and nobody understands you. Jesus understands you. Jesus understands you. Jesus loves you. And Jesus has a plan for your life. And Satan is working. Satan is working in your mind and your thoughts. And you feel that, and the devil is working to separate you from those that are older, that gives you understanding, even your parents. You think maybe the devil whispers, the devil does all sorts of things to separate us, to get us into a corner so that we would be confused. We would begin to work in a place that we submit to the devil instead of to God. He's here to break that in your life. He wants to touch you, young people, because you got a calling and election upon your life. Even as Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were taken out of the midst of Israel, they were taught and they were taken into Babylon. But there was a place that their relationship with God, that they purposed that they would not defile themselves with the meat of the king's table. And God honored them. God honors you. God honors you, young men, and you young women, as you give yourself to God. The Spirit of God is flowing. He's wanting to touch you tonight. He wants to cement His relationship with you so that when you walk out of this place and you walk into the world, that the presence of God is greater than you, in you, than what is in the world, so you have the power to overcome it. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for our young people here tonight. We pray, Lord, that the Spirit of God, Father, be over each and every one of them tonight. Amen. God, you have a plan. You have a purpose for them. You are working in their lives to bring them into a place of a relationship with them that they will overcome their flesh, their world, and the devil. Hallelujah. We believe it tonight. We pray for our young people here tonight. Lord, that they would follow on to know you, that they would purpose in their lives, that they would not defile themselves with the things of the world, but that they would seek the face of God, that they would hear the voice of God, that they would follow the voice of God. Hallelujah. And we are believing that not only for those young people that are present here, but many that have come out of the very issue of our bodies, our children and our grandchildren. Lord, we hold on to the promises that salvation has come to us and to our household.
Yes. Yes.
God, we thank you tonight that you are working. I thank you for the young people that have come here to this conference. I thank you for them, and I ask that you bless them. And I pray that you anoint them afresh with the calling and election in their lives. Father, we pray especially for Sam and Abigail. This marriage that God, that you have brought forth, and that you are touching them, and you are bringing forth a new child into their lives. And yet, Lord, we know the devil is wroth. Even as the devil was wroth when the man child was being born, the devil doesn't like it. But God says, my hand is upon you. Amen. Put your trust in the living God. You can make your home a place, the dwelling place of God. God is going to bless you. God is going to bless your child. There's a plan and a purpose as you give yourself totally to God, that you can raise your child up in the admonition of the Lord. Amen. The child won't be raised unless you live it and you walk in it. Hallelujah. We bless you, Sam. We bless you, Abigail, as you go back and forth and into that Air Force base.
Yes.
The presence of God will continue to work and touch you in your lives. Whatever it is, you got a house cleaning. I'm sharing with you when I was coming. Whatever you need to do in your house cleaning, do it. You know, you go back home. Whatever things that have been not so in line with God, you talk to God. The two of you, you pray. You commit. So when you're committing here, go back home and make a commitment with God. And I'm telling you, there's something that God does when you do a commitment that you have no idea what doors will open as you serve God, as you walk with God. Hallelujah. So there's a sowing and a reaping. There's a sowing and a reaping. If you sow to the natural, you'll be a good soldier. That's good, Sam. But God wants you to be a soldier for Christ. And you know, you have no idea how God will bless you in your life, you and Abigail, as you put Him first. And you make the soldier of Christ first, and a soldier for U.S. Air Force second. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you.
Amen.
God, we thank you for the spirit of life here that is in our midst. Every need before us. There's physical needs in our midst. We're asking tonight, you touch our bodies, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Touch our bodies.
Yes,
we believe, Lord, that there is nothing that is too difficult for thee. So touch each one of us. Some of us are a little older now. Some of us are having to fight certain things and maladies and situations in our lives. But God, we know that nothing is too difficult for you. And we know, Lord, that the word of God teaches us that you are the great physician.
Yes.
So we want to put our hope in you,
Amen.
O God. We want to put our trust in you. We yield ourselves and our bodies to you, because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit dwells in us. Make our bodies strong, Lord. Give us your wisdom. Give us your direction, Lord. And forgive our shortcomings. Forgive, Lord, our mistakes in life that we've sown. God, we ask that you forgive us. We just ask that you forgive us tonight, Lord. Forgive us of our... Just forgive us of our humanity, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we do want to make a commitment to you. We want to be part of your first fruit company. We want to be part of that Gideon's army. We want to be part of that two witness company. All of the names that speak of that hundredfold. We want to be there, don't we, Judy?
Yes.
We want to be there. Hallelujah. Some have come long distances. And even if we've come short, we've come because we want Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
So, Lord, we're asking.
Amen.
We are committing. And we're saying, God, we want to do a better job. We want to walk closer with you. We want to commune with you more. So, Lord, we open the doors of our hearts to you tonight. And we say, come, Jesus. Come into our hearts. Come into our minds. Come into our emotions. Come into our desires and change us, God. Come in and change us. Hallelujah. Come in and change us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I thought of her earlier tonight. Come here, Brother George. You're a touch point for George, for Jill.
Yes.
And you know, let us just agree for Jill tonight.
Amen.
That God would raise her up and just touch her.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We stand in agreement tonight, Lord, for our sister Jill.
Yes.
We thank you for our dear sister, our fellow soldier in Christ.
Amen.
And Lord, in the midst of the battle, the enemy has smitten her with this spirit of cancer. But tonight we pray, Lord, that she be healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
We rebuke the spirit of cancer.
Amen.
We say that it will not prosper in her body, but it will be rebuked and eliminated by the word of God.
Amen.
We bind it up tonight. We command it to take leave of her body. And we command it to the abyss
Amen.
Tonight
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, the same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead
Amen.
Will also quicken Jill's body.
Amen.
We speak it tonight. Hallelujah. You said, Lord, the words that we speak, their spirit and their life. We speak life to Jill. We speak life
Amen.
To Brother George. We speak life to their household. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God,
Hallelujah.
We thank you for this household, Lord. There as they stand with us, we bless them tonight.
Amen.
In this hour of need, we stand with them to agree that we will see the salvation of our God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Loose it, Lord, tonight. Amen. Healing tonight to Amen. Sister Jill.
Hallelujah.
Healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By your stripes we are healed. Amen. By your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. By your stripes we are healed. Not only Jill, Amen. For each one of us tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. By your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Every infirmity in this place,
Amen.
We proclaim
Amen.
It by your stripes. We are healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. By the blood. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have the victory.
Amen.
We have the victory.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rejoice, you young people.
Hallelujah.
We're up here for tonight. God is seeing, God is doing, and God is working.
Yes.
Each one of us in this place that is calling upon the Lord is meeting us, healing us, delivering us, forgiving us, cleansing us. Uniting us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And let us walk in it.
Yes.
Let us walk in what it is that we're up here tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's why we're here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.